Well, it's official. The so-called Google phone is coming to T-Mobile stores nationwide starting October 22nd. Here's what it is. The phone actually isn't manufactured by Google. It's going to be made by a company called HTC, but it does run on an operating system that was developed by Google called Android. This is an open operating system, which means that it makes it very easy for developers to create all sorts of mobile applications for the device. It's called the G1, not just the Google phone anymore, and it's going to sell for $179 through T-Mobile with a two-year service plan, of course. It's a smartphone. It's also got a touch screen with a pull-out keyboard for typing, and it's going to have built-in Wi-Fi, built-in GPS, a lot of the features that are becoming pretty standard on smartphones these days. But the real question on everybody's minds here is, how does the G1 stack up to the iPhone? A lot of comparisons are already being made between the two, and while they have a lot in common, they also have some differences. For example, Google's device, the G1, is an open platform, and applications there are going to be very easy for developers to get to consumers. They don't have to go through any kind of review process with Google, whereas the iPhone developers have to first be approved by Apple to get their applications out there. Apple also takes a cut of all of their revenues, whereas Google does not with its application. But beyond the similarities and the differences, their strategies are not the same here. Apple's really been pushing this one device, the iPhone, whereas Google's pushing a platform, which it hopes is going to run across thousands of different devices across multiple carriers and multiple markets. Google's real goal here is to drive traffic on mobile devices. They want people using the web on their cell phones. So ultimately, if the iPhone succeeds or if other smartphones succeed, that's good for Google's business too. So is this going to be the next iPhone killer? Well, probably not. But does that really matter to Google's overall strategy? Maybe not.